Yeah, dude. So, you know, we were sitting at the dinner table and the wine was pouring. Things were going well. We had just gotten done watching a romantic comedy and, you know, I mean, things were going great. And we were sitting at the dinner table and she starts giving me this look. And I'm just like, oh, yeah, all right. Things are happening. I start unbuttoning my shirt and I take my pants off. And then mom yells at me and she's like, stop hitting on your sister again. You're ruining Christmas dinner. I was like, it's not me. It's her.
It's the third year in a row.
Dude, I don't understand it. You know?
You think after the second kid, you would have learned your lesson.
Yeah, apparently. But, you know, apparently hitting on your sister's frowned upon. Welcome to another episode. There we go. Today, we're going to discuss building computers. So, building computers nowadays is extremely difficult just because of COVID and the insane amount of shortage on CPUs, computer parts, motherboards, all that kind of stuff. But we're going to walk you through the entire process of how to build a computer, just because every single one of us has built, I've built four computers now. I don't know about you guys, but I'm already on my fourth computer.
I built only two.
Yeah, I don't know, probably eight or nine.
Yeah, well, that's just me, my personal computers. I've already built four of them. I've built computers for other people, but I'm already on my fourth computer. I started out with, God, I think it was back when StarCraft II had just come out, maybe in 2010, I think. I'd actually just purchased my older brother's old computer that he built. Then went and decided that since it couldn't run StarCraft II, I built my own computer. And then that thing, very shortly, it was a cheap computer. I built it for maybe like $800, $600. So it wasn't doing so well after like a year. Became obsessed with computer gaming, got rid of my Xbox, all that kind of stuff, or ditched it, didn't get rid of it, but, you know, started building computers and then ended up getting into like AMDs. I've never really done Intel. I've always been an AMD computer builder, but, you know, and then I think for the most part, I've just really kind of upgraded my computers. And it's, that part's difficult because AMD tends to, I think, be the better computer. Really, if you're looking to just upgrade. Intel, though, and we've talked about this, I think, in the last episode, Intel's constantly changing their CPU socket type, and that's frustrating because then you can't upgrade the CPU. Like, you have to completely build brand new.
Yeah, AMD's been using the AM4 socket since first-gen Ryzen, which is, you know, what's it been, 4 years now, I think?
Yeah.
Something like that.
So we want to walk you guys through the process of building a computer because it's a lot of fun. It's a lot easier than you think. You don't have to be some super computer nerd to build a computer, really. There's a lot of websites out there that'll actually help you build a computer, but they're not going to tell you, I guess, really kind of the minute details and ins and outs of what you kind of want to be looking for when it comes to even just, you know, if you're super budgeted, if you have a lot of money. The things that you really want to put into your PC these days, what's going to help you out when it comes to gaming, all that kind of stuff. So with that being said, the very first thing, determine your budget, right? So if you have, let's just say $500, you're going to struggle a little bit to build yourself a solid gaming computer that runs everything, you know, graphics on high with full settings and 60 frames per second, you're going to struggle at $500.
Do you think you could make a like low end kind of burner PC at $500?
Sure. If you went, you know, I think if your budget's really $500, you know, I think you'd kind of got to go out and look for a used like Dell workstation or, you know, something from a business that they're getting rid of and pick one of those up for $150 or whatever. You probably have to upgrade your power supply and then put a graphics card in it. And you could easily build one, you know, for $500 and
yeah,
like you'd be able to play GTA at 60 frames, no problem.
Because you might not be able to get into the 1000 series, but you could probably get like a 980
Yeah, or even a 1060 or something, maybe.
Yeah.
I think used, you could find them for a couple $100.
Because I feel like that's at least the real price point when it comes to building computers, just the GPU.
Yeah, I mean, the GPU is going to be everything for your video games. The CPU even doesn't do a whole lot of work through the video games. I mean, it'll work at... I mean, I have one of the first Ryzen CPUs that ever came out. The CPU is only worth maybe like $100 nowadays. And even running Valheim on full graphics, my CPU barely uses anything. I mean, it's all of the heavy work is coming from the GPU. So I would say for $500, you could very easily buy a decent used computer for sure, and then maybe just upgrade the graphics card and be able to get away with it all, you know? But for $500, I would say
you're not running games on ultra settings or high settings, and you're not running games at 60 frames per second.
No, exactly.
It'd be hard to build a $500 fully new computer, you know? You're going to have to start with a used base, and you're going to be on Craigslist looking for used graphics cards, that kind of thing, too.
Yeah, and I just don't think, $500, it's doable, but it's not realistic if you're looking to play all the newest stuff in with the highest graphic settings and whatever else, right? So
I bet you could run Valheim off of a $500 computer.
I guarantee you could.
I bet my computer from 10 years ago could also run Valheim. Really, Valheim is more so about internet speed just because of the servers.
Yeah.
It's all server-based. So,
do you guys know what the minimum requirements are for Valheim? Have you looked?
Mm-mm. No.
It'd be kind of interesting to see.
I assume it's pretty low.
Pretty low?
I mean, that's a very, like, low-poly game. The minimum is a 1060 and Ryzen 3.
Yeah, they're like, I'm gonna look it up really quick. You need a 760 to run Valheim.
You could probably run off of a 560, if not.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Older. It's a 560.
Yeah. I mean, it really is such an old video game. And the cool thing too is that they actually made it where when you open it up in Steam, you have two options. One of the options is to just run the game like standard, and there's no ray tracing capabilities, and it's a little bit lower graphic, lower power, like they purposely did that. And then there's an upper tier Valheim, where then you can run it with, you know, like ray tracing capabilities and all that kind of stuff if you have a higher end PC, so then that way you won't struggle as much. But for the most part, though, this entire game is just based on servers. Everything's on servers.
So
what me and Mitch found out.
Minimum requirements, at least this is what's posted on Steam. You need a 2.6 gigahertz quad core or similar CPU. You need 8 gigs of RAM and then a GTX 950. And that's minimum requirements.
What?
A 950, wow.
So recommended is...
Literally 8-bit gaming.
Right. I don't believe it.
Recommended is a 3 gigahertz i5 or a 3 gigahertz Ryzen 5. 16 gigs of RAM, a GTX 1060, or a Radeon RX 580.
Holy crap. All right, that's a little bit more than what I would have expected. And I think, though, with that being said, you could still buy, like, the 900s, now that we're in the 30 series graphics cards, you know, in the NVIDIA world, the 3080s, 3060s, all that kind of stuff. I would say for $500, you could very easily get a 900 or the 9 series graphics cards, like a 960, 970. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, I just sold my 1070 FTW for $200, but that's mainly right now just because of COVID and the shortages, and someone just really needed a little boost for a cheap cost. So I think you could, for $500, though, get away with buying something that's going to run you Minecraft and Valheim. And, you know, I mean, what else do you really need in life right now? I've been obsessing over Valheim. In fact, if you're listening to this podcast, be sure to go check out our YouTube channel, because I'm starting and Mitchell's going to start posting Valheim videos, because this game is amazing. It's a Viking version of Minecraft. But anyways, that's off topic. So $500, that's what you'll get. A used computer. It'll run you GTA 5, probably run Valheim.
You can probably run whatever crazy porn you're watching.
I don't know. I watch some pretty crazy stuff. And I like to put it on three different monitors. Yeah, so, you know, yeah, you gotta, only three? You gotta make it.
Please.
Rookie. So I think once you get into the $1,000 range, this is a realistic budget for a good computer that's going to be able to play just about anything nowadays at 1080, 60 frames per second, as long as you can find yourself a graphics card. That's your biggest challenge.
Yeah.
But once you've determined your budget, so let's just say that our budget's $1,000, I think you could get yourself a Ryzen 3, which is one of the newer CPUs. It's the AMD 4 socket, right? So the Ryzen 3, those are selling for, we were just looking it up, and those are selling for like $120, $140 bucks, brand new CPU. Then if you can manage to get a hold of a 3060 Ti, which is what I even have in my computer, was able to run Valheim on full. It's able to run Assassin's Creed Valhalla on full graphics. And I was able to get a hold of my, you know, my 3060 Ti at actual MSRP. But it took some work to get a hold of it.
How much did you pay for that? The 3060?
I think it was
the $399 is MSRP. Yeah,
$400. So $400 for that, then $120, $140 for your CPU, your Ryzen 3. Then motherboards can really range anywhere between $100 to $200. So, and when you're building, a computer, once you determine your budget, you really got to decide, do you want AMD or do you want Intel? Right now, the more budgeted way to go, and actually performance-wise, the better way to go is going to be Ryzen. If you decide that you don't want your Ryzen 3 chip and you want to upgrade to Ryzen 7, your AMD motherboards are going to allow you to do that. Intel, it's going to be a lot more difficult because they're constantly changing their socket types. And I think they purposely do that. So then that way you have to upgrade if you're a dedicated Intel fan. Yeah,
it's a business tactic to make more money.
Rat bastards.
Yeah, those dirty bastards.
In your motherboard price, it's going to vary too based on which processor you're getting. If you're getting one that's overclockable, you need, you can't get a B series motherboard. You need to get, a X570 motherboard or on the AMD side of it. So that can raise your prices too. And, if you're in the $1,000 range, you're probably not buying a CPU that's going to be overclockable. So, but something to think about as well.
Have you guys overclocked all of your computers? How many times have you overclocked your?
Every single one overclocked of them.
It. See, and I don't overclock any of mine. All of mine are just running on base, and I do just fine. Even right now with my computer, that is, I think, since Jason popped a beer inside of my computer and I upgraded it and we talked about that, blew out beer all over. There's beer stains all over this thing inside and out, but I upgraded this in 2016 and it's still running like a champ. Yeah. 16 gigs of RAM, very first edition of Ryzen CPUs. And all I've had to do is just upgrade my graphics card. And like I said, even running, Assassin's Creed Valhalla, which is a very demanding game. I even went and played Battlefield 1 with ray tracing and ultra graphics, and my CPU did just fine. It was all about the graphics card,
Yeah.
Without any overclocking, and I did okay. But my computer is probably like a $1,800 computer, though. So, anyways. Yeah, back to our $1,000 budget computer. We really like to get off topic here. It's okay.
Yeah. That's what makes it fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like this delicious beer that I'm drinking right now, it also makes it fun.
What are you drinking, Robert?
It's called Big Wave Golden Ale by Kona Brewing Company.
Nice.
Here in Colorado. So I decided to get something kind of tropical because I'm going to Florida in 2 weeks and...
I mean, if
getting in the spirit.
You think that's delicious, let me tell you about the beer that I'm drinking. It's a award-winning beer. It's a golden ale. lightly aged in the sense that it was opened up last night. And it's I pick up notes of I get a little malt. I think there's a little honey in here.
Mm. And piss. It's called PBR.
It's called Pabst Blue Ribbon. Delicious beer.
We're sticking true.
They don't give blue ribbons out to anybody.
Exactly.
No, I mean, you get a participation.
I'm pretty sure
award.
It's the only beer in the world that has a blue ribbon, so it has to be pretty good.
And it's a participation blue ribbon, not like we won something. It's a participation award. Like, hey, thanks for drinking with me. That's why all the college students drink it, you know? Mm-hmm. So I'm
actually calculating or keeping track of how much money that we're talking about buying. So I put down $399 for the GPU.
Graphics card.
And yep. I put down $170 for the processor because you can get a sure. Ryzen 5 for about $170.
Yeah, Micro Center's got Ryzen 5 3600 for $199.
Yeah.
And there we go. That's going to be a good processor.
Yeah, and I mean, those are the two big money sinks. The only other thing that would be in that range of money, at least the $170, is the motherboard.
Yeah, which now discussing the motherboard. So you have a lot of, I guess, things to decide on here. Really, it's going to be once you've figured out if you're AMD or Intel, you've figured out your GPU, you know, pretty much every single motherboard, no matter what, is going to be able to support 32 gigabytes of RAM. So you don't got to worry about that. The newest thing in CPU building is RGB lighting. I think just about every motherboard these days is going to come with some sort of stupid RGB light. You know, to show how just fucking cool you are that you'd have colored lights in your computer. And then otherwise, the next thing will be really like, you know, do you want an M2 or M3 card? How do you want like your memory set up? Are you going to just run all of your memory on solid state drives? Do you want your solid state drives, you know, plugged in SATA ports? Do you want are you going to run like a old style HDDs and, you know, disk drives basically, and are you going to do a combination of them? I mean, really, like how are you going to go about doing this? So, and that'll kind of determine, I guess, how much money you spend, just because I think just about every motherboard nowadays comes with like built-in Wi-Fi. Bluetooth is becoming a big thing where now you can Bluetooth to your computer, right, Gage? I guess you know a little bit more about this.
I mean, all motherboards have Bluetooth and just, you know, for connecting other things. You know, Wi-Fi is actually more of an option on them because a lot of people, if you're building a big computer, a lot of times you don't want to be reliant on Wi-Fi. You're going to be, you know, hardwired in. You're not going to use Wi-Fi. So usually for a Wi-Fi motherboard, you're going to be paying about $50, $60 extra versus a non-Wi-Fi board.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I guess with that being said, too, like gaming... you probably just want to be hardwired in. I mean, just because I wanted to be hardwired in so bad, I'm not even joking. I wish I could show it to you guys, but I have a 100-foot Ethernet cable that runs from my CPU all the way across the ceiling, all the way back to my router, just because I wanted to be hardwired in. But it's awesome, though, because I've got 1 gigabit speeds on my computer now. So, you know, I can't really complain about that, but. And that'll be something to be careful about, too, when choosing your motherboard. I mean, just about everything is going to come out with, like, the newest Ethernet speeds, ports, all that kind of stuff that you really need to support 1 gigabit speed. But so many internet providers now are coming out with, you know, those 1 gigabit speeds. So be careful of that. But otherwise, if you want M2, if you want a hard disk drive, I think the majority of motherboards out there are going to be able to support that, really. But there's certain computers out there, though, when looking at the PCI Express slots and the PCI slots, and they're coming out with the newest PCI slots to support even faster speeds, you also want to figure out or decide, do you want something that supports two PCI slots?
God bless you.
Thank you.
Was that COVID I just heard?
I think I actually just blew out my lung there. Oh my God. I'm going to die.
So hungover. But when you're choosing the motherboard, look at the PCI slots. Some PCI slots, Mitchell's literally dying right now, you guys. He's hungover. And...
quick, get him PBR.
quick.
Give him the blue ribbon. He needs the blue ribbon. You can do it, Mitch. I can't help you because I'm like 30 miles away, but there you go. Feeling better?
It's not helping. No.
Maybe you just need to go take some shots. Go take a shot. That'll make you feel better. Guaranteed. 100%. All the time.
I'll go grab the Jack Daniels after this episode.
The Jack Daniels that's been sitting out since last night also, along with your PBR?
Yeah.
So, something to note is that with your motherboards and the PCI slots, some of these are going to be able to support, you know, times 16. It'll say like times 16, times 8, times 4. And what that is bandwidth. And your bandwidth basically is how much data your PCI can actually slot in and use all at once. So if you have two PCI slots that can support times 16 bandwidth, then you're going to be able to get two graphics cards and SLI them together. This is what a lot of like the really, really big professionals do, is they'll get, you know, two 3080 graphics cards, SLI them together with the super beefed up, you know, motherboard that supports two PCIs at 16 bandwidth. And this really kind of overhauls your graphics cards, where then the signal travels in through one graphics card and then basically ports out and then goes through the other graphics card and then gets wrapped around, and the frequency goes back to the CPU, processes it all, you know, shoots it out to the display ports and all that kind of stuff. So, but on a $1,000 budget motherboard, you're probably not going to get that. You're probably just going to stick with, you know, just a one PCI slot that can hold the times 16 bandwidth. And the best thing that you could do for yourself is just make sure that you have the accessibility to put in, you know, your M2 or M3 card that has really good memory capacity, like 1 terabyte, and then download all of your video games onto that M2 or M3 card. And that's going to run video games really quickly, good FPS, and as long as you have your $400 graphics card, right, then you can do that. So, I don't, Gage, how much do you think a motherboard is going to cost to run something like that?
You know, if you're going for, again, we're at $1,000 price range, and, you know, you're not going for the nice motherboard, you're not going for the nice processor. If you get, you know, your Ryzen 5 3600, you know, and you go for a B, whatever those are, B450 motherboards, you know, you can get them at $129. And depending on where you're getting them from, you know, they often, like at Micro Center, they have bundle deals where you can save, you know, $20 to $40 if you buy a motherboard and the processor together. So, you know, realistically, a bundle price on that, you're looking at $300, $350.
Okay. And then let's just say, you know, we want two sticks of RAM to get you to 16 gigabytes.
Yeah. And make sure you don't ever buy just one stick of RAM. You want two. You want to be running dual channel. That greatly improves gaming performance.
Yeah. So, and with that being said, there's two different types of RAM that you can buy. There's single-sided and there's double-sided RAM. When you're purchasing the RAM, it'll either say SS or DS. DS means that it's double-sided, meaning that the one RAM stick is actually going to perform a whole lot faster and better than two single-sided RAM sticks. Meaning that basically when the signal hits the RAM stick, if it's double-sided, it passes down one side and then literally passes down the other side and then ports out through. So double-sided RAM is going to be a lot quicker, but it's super unnecessary for gaming, just because RAM isn't, you don't use a whole lot of RAM during gaming. It's the graphics card. Again, the graphics card with the graphics card RAM that's holding a lot of that storage.
All the strain was on the processor.
It depends on the game. There's games that are very processor heavy, like, you know, GTA 5 is more of a processor heavy game than graphics cards heavy, where games like the newest Microsoft Flight Simulator, it's almost all GPU driven. So it does vary by game.
Okay.
Because certain games, like, you know, like Robert says, you'll see like your CPU is hardly doing anything, but your GPU will be at like 80-90% utilization.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think the majority of video games, though, are going to rely pretty heavily on the GPU compared to CPU. I mean, I think with my build, I mean, I try to monitor my CPU usage and my GPU usage. I haven't found a single video game that actually puts my CPU above, like, 60% on usage. It's a nice hair you got going there, Mitch.
Yeah, thank you.
Beautiful. You're welcome.
I styled it myself.
And all it took was 20 beers and 5 hours of sleep to make it.
Yeah. A little bit of grease.
Hell yeah.
Jumping back into RAM for a second here. If you're something to remember too, if you're buying a Ryzen versus an Intel, Ryzen's run better with higher speed RAM. So you're going to want to spend the money to get 3600 megahertz RAM versus the 32 or even, you know, that even 3000 speed, where Intel doesn't rely on speed so much. So you can, that's another cost saving thing for an Intel. And if you do choose the route to where you do, you know, onboard graphics that are on your graphics card, you want to make sure you get more RAM because it's going to utilize your RAM as VRAM for, you know, video memory. So, you know, make sure if you're doing that, make sure you do have at least 16 gigs in there because 8 gigs won't be enough to play games.
Yeah, no, just about everything nowadays requires 16. 32 gigs of RAM is pretty much overkill. I don't know any video game that needs 32 gigs of RAM unless it's maybe the Flight Simulator. I don't know how heavy that game is, but...
Yeah, you can almost utilize all 32 gigs on it.
Okay, yeah. There's not too many video games out there that need 32 gigabytes of RAM. Let's just say that. But
yeah, and you know, even outside of gaming, you know, if you're rendering or, you know, doing video editing, it's good to have more RAM.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, with all the video editing that I do with between Valheim, my barbecue channel, and, you know, the podcast and everything, the 16 gigabytes of RAM does me just fine. But yeah, I guess depending on what you're actually doing with your computer, and if you're just trying to be a gamer, 16 gigabytes of RAM is going to do you justice. So
here's just an example on Microsoft Flight Simulator. Recommended specs is an i5-8400, 32 gigs of RAM, and a GTX 970. And that's for, you know, 1080.
Yeah,
that's not bad.
That's pretty good.
So...
All right, so with the graphics card, the CPU, the motherboard, and the RAM, Mitch, what are we sitting at budget-wise?
$669.
Oh,
fucking nice.
Don't buy anything else.
Don't buy anything else.
That's all you need is those four components.
Nobody needs a power supply.
Don't even worry about it.
Oh, I didn't add. How much would you say the RAM would be?
I mean, for a 16-gig kit, you can probably get it for about $120. If you just got kind of a cheaper kit, you know, with no RAM.
No,
if you
RGB want, like, the... lights.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, maybe yeah. I did add that. I already forgot what all I've added to this.
Oh, if you added the motherboard at $320, then that was the motherboard with the RAM.
Here's a 3200 kit for $92, and it's 16 gigabytes.
And then for the CPU, Mitch, we're saying $140, $170.
All right, so GPU, $399.
Yep.
$140 for the processor.
Yep.
Oh, Jesus. Don't stop. Okay, there we go. $399. $140 for the processor. Did you say $92 for a motherboard and a and RAM set?
No, just the RAM's 92.
Okay. 92 with the RAM.
I mean, motherboard, if we're going for motherboards, 120? Hold on, I can... Yeah, probably.
Yeah, motherboard 120.
That's 751.
Okay.
Got an extra 250 to buy the rest of your computer.
And with 250, I mean, a computer case, you don't need a a full tower computer case, you can get away with a mid on a $1,000 budget, basically.
Yeah.
You know, if you're trying to be a hardcore gamer like us, we all have full towers, I'm pretty sure. But mine's otherwise...
I don't know. I feel like you can get away with a mid tower even if you're a quote unquote hardcore gamer.
Yeah, I'm not. Yeah. I'm not a fan of full towers. I always go with mid just because it sits on my desk and I don't want it to take up too much room.
Yeah.
Now, see, I'm super lazy and I don't just like buy like 6 gigabyte, you know, 6 terabyte hard drive. So I have like 7 hard drives in here that are all like 1 terabyte or 50. One terabyte or like 500 gigabytes. So I need a full tower because I need all the room because I'm just like too lazy to go buy a large hard drive and transfer. But so I think a power supply, if you buy a gold standard, you know, so the power supplies come in ratings, right? You mm-hmm. have like silver rating, gold rating,
bronze, platinum silver, rating. Gold, platinum. Yep.
And that's all dependent on like how power efficient they are, how well they operate, how hot they get, like all of this kind of stuff. So I think for our $1,000 budget, we'll just go with a silver rated power supply, which you could probably get for, I would imagine, another 80 to 120 bucks.
Yeah.
Maybe.
So, I mean, again, that the power supplies kind of fall into the same thing right now with GPUs when miners are out there and using all the GPUs up, they're also using all the power supplies up. So there's a bit of a shortage on those too. But I think a bronze 750 watt power supply is usually around $100. And you do not want to cheap out on a power supply. You know, you don't want to buy one off, you know, Wish or AliExpress or anything like that. You can
buy power supplies on Wish.com.
Yeah. Yeah.
All I get are advertisements for sex toys on Facebook from Wish. You know, these assless chaps from Wish.com. Maybe it's just me.
Well, yeah. You guys don't get those? You know, it pulls off of your search history. So interesting that it would pull up assless chaps.
Dude, I already told you. Yeah. We've already discussed what we all watch on our phones. There's no secrets here.
All right, but $100 for power supply, $851.
Okay, and again, just don't cheap out on a power supply. It can fry your computer. It can burn your house down. Just don't do it.
Yeah.
Yep. So now let's say a mid-tower computer case, right?
That's,
mid-tower
that's
computer case.
That's probably going to be another $100.
You can get pretty cheap ones if you're really looking for...
You can get really cheap ones.
You know, you can get, even with tempered glass anymore, you can get down into the $60.
I was going to say, I've seen them for like 50, 60 bucks. And especially if you want to go used, just because computer cases is not something you could go super cheap or super expensive with a computer case. And it's not going to make any difference for your performance. So, I mean, just get something that you kind of like. And if you don't care about what it looks like, if your computer is not going to be sitting on top of the desk and it's like underneath the desk or tucked away in a cabinet or something, I mean, seriously, just get a $60 computer case, just something that will allow you to mount everything and tuck it away. So we'll just say $60 for the computer case there.
And at that $1,000 price range, you're not really going to be doing the RGB. You're not going to be having a big flashy computer. You know, you just need something that's, you know, it's effective at what it does.
And I mean, I guess at the end of the day, you could throw some RGB strips in there.
Sure.
You know, for a budget.
So here's a.
That's actually
you have
what
to
I
have
did.
RGB in your computer. Otherwise, are you actually a gamer?
Do you even game, bro?
Definitely not. Do you even game, bro? Where are your RGB lights at? I mean, I literally bought a bunch of RGB strip lights for like $12 on Amazon, and I actually did throw them inside of my computer case. I've thought about putting them on the backside of my monitor just to spruce it up a bit, but I'm like. Eventually you hit a level where you're like, dude, I think I have too many RGB lights.
No.
This thing is probably using more power than my refrigerator in my house.
The entire computer, and I'm talking about every square inch, could be completely lit up with RGBs, and I'd be okay with that.
All right, Mitch, we're going to do that on your computer then. I'm going to buy 100 feet of RGB lighting, and we're not going to allow a single square inch.
And RGB lights.
It'll be a fucking Christmas tree, you know, just sitting on your desk. Yeah. It'll be great.
I'm good with it. I just want a disco ball sitting next to me while I play games.
Otherwise, if it's not looking like a disco ball and it's slightly blinding, and
then what's the point?
Yeah,
what's the point? It's just a waste of money.
All right, so we have just about everything. The last thing is really now just your memory, right?
Storage.
Yeah.
So, and
I think you can get
else I was thinking of, but
if you go the hard drive route, although I think
that's all you really need.
We can all say that it is really nice to have a solid state drive, at least for your core computer program.
Which we're going to leave out of our $1,000 budget computer for now. But I know that
I think you can get a 4 terabyte hard disk drive for like $80.
I found them for $50.
Yeah,
online.
Well, okay. What I would recommend is, you know, especially in that $1,000 price range, get a 500 gigabyte M.2 for your boot drive, or even a 256. They're pretty cheap, you know, $40-$50. And then buy an actual like 2 terabyte hard drive as your game storage, as your photo storage, as storage. And then, you know, on your M.2 drive, you want to store
porn.
Yes, all your porn for quick access. You know, the girl's gone for 10 minutes. You got to get right to it.
Yeah, exactly.
We got $89 remaining before we hit 1,000.
And that's perfect. So I think the 256 256 gigabyte solid state drive for $40, and then a $40 2 terabyte hard drive, and you're done.
That's it.
It's $9.91.
The only other thing I can think of is, you know, make sure if you need a cooler for your CPU, you know, the cheaper Ryzens and stuff, they generally come with them, but some of them don't. So just something to think about.
Yeah, and I think if you're going to overclock, then definitely you want to be water cooling. If you're not planning on overclocking, then you're okay with a stock, you know, system. Mitchell's always used stock systems. I've been running water cooling for a while now, and I like it, even though I don't even actually overclock. But it's nice to have, just to make sure that your computers run nice and smooth and cool.
I mean, I would be on liquid cooling if you bought me a functional liquid cooler and not a broken one.
Shut up, Mitchell. It was a Christmas gift. You're welcome. All right.
Yeah, a broken one.
God.
That's like giving someone a bike that's busted in half.
Isn't it the thought that counts?
A bike with one wheel.
Yeah. What the hell am I? Not even that, because you can fix the one wheel. It's like a bike without handlebars.
Well, that's the thing, though, man. I'm just going to give you little bits and pieces every single Christmas. Maybe in the next 5 years, you'll have a complete, actual system that works.
Every year, I give you a piece, and in about 20 years, you'll be able to build a computer.
Yeah, you know, it's what I'm going to do with even my children. I'm going to slowly give them just one piece of a bike. Mm. Like, oh, here's a bell for your bike this year. And in 20 years, they'll have a full bike. That's how you do it. Mm. So, but otherwise, if you have a budget bigger than $1,000 and you're looking at $1,500 to $2,000 budget, dude, just buy whatever the hell you want. Throw in some more RGB lights, upgrade that graphics card, buy yourself a bigger battery, CPU, and motherboard.
Yeah.
Like, if you want a full tower like me, you know, just go for it, whatever. Buy water cooling. I'd say that's the biggest thing. Water cooling and M2 cards or M3 cards. That's where you want to drop a lot of your money, because that's all just, you know, the water cooling is going to make your entire computer run a lot smoother. Having the M2 cards will make it run faster. If you have a larger solid state drive, you know, to run your system on, that'll be better. And otherwise, I mean, upgrade to 32 gigabytes of RAM, even though it's not super necessary. I mean, if you got that much money, though, you might as well. And then realistically, I would say that a, you know, $1,000 to $2,000 computer will last you somewhere around probably like 5 to 10 years, really, depending on, I guess, if, you know, the latest video games, what you're playing, if you're competitive or not, and what kind of graphics you're really looking to do. So
I'd say even longer than that. I mean, I think you can, if you're okay with running games on the lower quality side of things, then I think you could build a computer for $1,500 and that could last you for almost 10 years.
Yeah. Yeah. And then maybe the only thing that you'll have to upgrade is just your graphics card.
Yeah.
And you'll be good.
Yeah.
So.
I would say so. Well, that's...
Anything else you guys want to add?
Don't buy a computer that, you know, is overpowered for your monitor. If you've got a, you know, only a 1080p monitor that only is 60 hertz, don't buy, you know, graphics cards and go for stuff that's going to give you 1440p at 60 hertz. There's no point, you know.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? And that's actually something. So we built the computer, but congratulations. You now have a computer with no monitor, no keyboard, no mouse, nothing else. So, but honestly, though, I bought myself an RGB mouse pad, mouse and keyboard all for $80. And it's a mechanical keyboard, which mechanical keyboards are better for gaming just because they have a quicker response time. But otherwise, like my monitors, though, they're just 1080p monitors, nothing special, you know, quick response rate. I actually got these monitors for free. I don't remember how, but I actually got these monitors completely free. So, you know, I don't, depending nice. On what you're doing. Yeah, I want to, no, I shouldn't say, but I got these monitors for free. So we won't say where I got them from.
On the streets, sucking dick.
That's right. Oh yeah.
Maybe that's an intro for another episode.
Dude, I'll suck your dick, man, for just one computer monitor.
I just want a 4K monitor, please.
I'll suck both of your dicks for two monitors. They're like, okay.
Behind Micro Center.
Anyways, do you guys got anything else to add?
I don't think so.
Thanks for joining us on another episode of Tech Brews and Games. Make sure to check us out on Anchor, Google, or Spotify. Take a look at our YouTube channel. We're going to be posting video game tips and tricks videos on just whatever we're playing. Whether it's right now, it's going to be Valheim. Gage is playing a little bit of Minecraft. He may start posting. Who knows? But otherwise, if you guys have anything that you want us to talk about, if you have any questions or you want to join us on the show, email us at techbrewsgames@gmail.com. And then also be sure to head over to anchor.fm and help support this channel. We would greatly appreciate it. There's different levels. There's $1, $5, $20, whatever you guys can spare. We greatly appreciate it. Allow us to continue doing this show. And otherwise, that is all I have. We'll see you on the next episode.
Cheers.